If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of That's All Funny, episode number 574. Hey, I hope y'all enjoyed the last couple of interviews. I missed a little bit of news, but those interviews were fun. If you want to listen to them or check out the videos, they're there. I had a cool interview with Sarah Poulton, like an author, actress, writer, mostly horror, but she was real cool. And then interview the Conrad, game developer, who did Please Stop Crying, this game that I played on stream. It was fun. There were great conversations with creatives. Hope you enjoy them. I like to talk to people, try to have a little bit of, discussions and shit like that instead of me just being very hateful on here or angry or stupid or whatever, or funny. I don't know what but otherwise me, I've been here just chilling, trying to not be tired. I took a little bit of mushrooms yesterday, very very little. It was nice, helped me sleep. So yeah, they were nice. No, it was nice. It was a nice little amount of mushrooms, and we'll see. Maybe I'll try some more. I don't know. I like them though. They helped me sleep. They weren't like the marijuana I tried that one time that just like fucking made me lose my mind. That was pretty bad. I almost like my brain almost just came out of my body. I didn't like that feeling. But the mushrooms were great. I can see why Mario likes them. Anyways, let's check out the news. There's a lot of news going on here. OJ died. I don't know if I talked about that. I don't think I did, because that did happen, but that's already moved on. OJ died. All the jokes about him, his murder, being dead, blah blah blah, whatever. Here's news that happened pretty dim. Iran launches drone and missile attack at Israel, and they launched 300 drones and a bunch of missiles. And if you see like the videos of it, looks like a little drone show and stuff like that. It doesn't look threatening, but it's very very threatening. This isn't good. This is when Iran's getting in the middle of Palestine and Israel. This is kind of war, because I know if Iran was going to go there, then the U.S. was going to come help. And then if the U.S. butts in, then Russia's going to help. So it's really on the cusp of, on the precipice, one might say, of World War III. Because a lot of people are saying that. And people were like, well, as long as the U.S. doesn't interfere, right, then we're good. U.S. military shoots down Iranian drones targeting Israel. Yeah, no, I know. I guess we got in the middle of this, right? So, of course, the U.S. wants to get in the middle of everything, put their hand in everyone's pudding or finger. I don't know what, maybe their whole hand, right, in everybody's pudding. What bugs me about this the most, and not that Iran is helping Palestine, and it's that the U.S. is helping, and then not even that the U.S. is helping Israel, right? But it's that the U.S. is trying to help, was trying to help Iran and Israel, or Palestine and Israel and Iran. They're trying to help everyone through their own little wars by, oh, here's some aid, here's some money, here's some aid, here's some help. Here's not troops and not like whatever, but money here, aid here, food here, fucking whatever, therapy, whatever resources. Here's some phones for TikTok videos, whatever the fuck they do, right? So here's the U.S. butting in now, and it's like the U.S. doesn't mind if these people fight, but when the fight gets like too out of hand, they want to come and like, whoa, 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 you know, they're like the adults that let the kids fight it out. But once someone starts bleeding, whoa, 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 we got to stop it. Bandage them up and y'all could keep fighting, you know, like, I don't know. The U.S. is just ridiculous. And Biden, too, he wants, like, I don't know if he wants to be everyone's friend or he's just, like, too like, senile, you know? Because I know he's not stupid, but it's like he's senile and he's losing his mind with all this stuff. And, of course, you could argue, well, it'd be the same with Trump. I don't think it would, but I know everyone was saying if Trump was president, we would be in a war, and we're still in a war, so what's going on, you know? Like, obviously it wasn't Trump. Any president who's going to be there, it's going to happen, you know? And maybe we would be in the same situation with Trump, maybe, but we were promised that we wouldn't be in the situation if we voted for Biden, right? Not me, because I didn't vote, because I'm a felon. No, I didn't vote, because I just don't vote. Not since Obama, when I was just trying to, you know, get in good with my cousin. But like now, well, that, and I can't be called racist now because I voted for Obama, right? That's my scapegoat there. Love your work, scapegoat. Real glass, cry me a river. But yeah, now whose fault is it? You know, like all this shit's going down because of that, right? So it's pretty bad. It's pretty bad. And then, you know, you're even hearing stuff like this here. A Sydney knife attacker shot dead after killing six in Bondi Mall. And I don't know where this is. Sydney, is that Australia? I know there, like, I don't even think you're really allowed to have guns. Only the police are. And here's, yeah, it's in Australia. And some dude just went in with a knife. Yeah, Australia has some of the world's toughest gun and knife laws. And this dude goes in. He's like, he looks like a foreign, right? He's not Australian. He's like a, what, Ayush Singh. So, no, that's not him. That's someone who was working in a cafe. I'm sorry. So who was this dude? I don't even know. He looked Indian, right? Okay, that's what I'm going to say. It's going to make me sound racist. It doesn't say who here, though, so it's very trying to hide it, right? An attacker who fatally knifed six people in a Sydney mall. The assailant was shot by a police officer after he attacked shoppers. Five of the six victims killed were women, while eight people, including a nine-month-old baby, were taken to the hospital. Police at this stage do not believe the attack was terrorism-related. But, dude, the attacker was non-Australian. I'll say that. He looked Middle Eastern, and the fact that this article doesn't want to say what race he was is showing you who owns, you know, because if it were a white dude, if it were a black dude, if it were whatever, I don't know if it was black dude, but they would say, but they're trying to keep this on the no, this wasn't race related, this wasn't religious related, this was just a random attack and random rampage and tragedy, right? Could not have been prevented. It's a tragedy. But yeah, this guy was obviously a piece of shit if all he did was go in and attack women. I know there's a video showing around of the attacker, and I'm not gonna look for it. I just saw it a little while ago, but it was the attacker going after a family, and a dude gets in the middle, like, hey, come get me. Don't go after this family or these women or these children. And the attacker, like, got out of his way to go towards the women. And he was trying to get weaker people. He was just trying to kill weak people or women who are fairly weaker than men, which is an argument itself, right? The whole biology of women versus men and that not being real, but that's a whole nother argument itself. That has nothing to do with this. But yeah, so the fact that they're trying to say this isn't like motivated by terrorism or anything is that's a bunch of bullshit. This is just like a terrible person, and this is like with them letting in what's the word, it's not illegal, they're letting in the migrants that just want to fuck with the country, dude. It's like putting a, like, you have the red ants, right, and they're all doing fine, and then you put in like a random ant in there and it starts fucking with everyone, with all the other ants, you know. It's just not, it's not right, you know, but whatever. They're gonna try to label this not racially motivated, not terroristically motivated, but it was a piece of shit who was led in the country because, I don't know, they want to start letting people in, and it's like, you gotta let them in the right, you know, you gotta vet these people. It's, you know, I don't know. I don't know how long we're gonna keep letting this happen before it's like, man, we really got to, you know, not let people in anymore. There's a reason why other countries want to get rid of certain people and try to get them into other countries, because they don't want the madmen or the psychos or the groupies or the cocaines or the crazies. They don't want those people, you know. Nobody wants those people. They're literally like animals. They're feral animals, and they don't belong anywhere. But yeah, we'll see how this goes. It's a terrible tragedy. I don't really pray a lot, because, you know, I'm not a prayer, but prayers to Sydney, if that's what your thing is, and if that even helps, right? Does that help? Thoughts and prayers. That's what usually is done these days now, right? Besides, if you fuck with someone through the U.S., then we'll either send money or, you know, go to war with you. I don't know. I don't fucking know anymore, right?
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Anyways, let's go on to some less, well, this is still depressing, but less war news and political. Lori and George Chappelle, World's Chappelle, Chapel, Chappelle. Lori and George Chappelle, world's oldest conjoined twins, dead at 62. They were also the first same-sex conjoined twins to identify as different genders. When George came out as a transgender male in 2007 per Guinness World Records. And yeah, I'm seeing a picture here, and they're pretty oddly, they look kind of like when you, you know, accidentally glue your head to someone else's, and it's like a sitcom sort of episode, you know? But yeah, I guess they were the world's oldest conjoined twins, and then they died, I'm assuming together? Did they die together? They lived independently since they were 24, traveling the world together. As George pursued a career as a country singer and performed across the U.S., Lori was an award-winning bowler who spent time working at the hospital. Wow. So they were conjoined, but one was a country singer and the other one was a bowler. It's pretty amazing. That's actually pretty amazing that they were able to kind of live separate lives while being stuck together. I wonder how they died. Like, did they die at the same time? Like, both of their hearts stopped beating? Like, I don't get it, you know? You would think one of them would have stayed alive and then carry around the dead one. But no, prayers to them, I guess. I don't know. I that's cool that they were transgender before it was cool to be transgender, so that's pretty cool. But it must have been some, like, Maury or Jerry Springer type shit if they did it in 2007. That was, yeah. No, that wasn't cool yet to be transgender, so good for them. May their record not be beat. I don't think that will, but pretty amazing. What else is here? We already talked about that. Oh, In-N-Out makes price pledge with California minimum wage law as others raise rates slash staff. So In-N-Out president Lindsay Snyder has vowed to protect the prices at West Coast's favorite burger chain. In a new Today interview, Snyder told NBC's Today that the private company won't see drastic price increases in California after the state's new minimum wage law. The FAST Act went into effect on April 1st, offering fast food workers a $20 an hour starting wage up from the previous $16 standard. And I mean, an In-N-Out location in Los Angeles recently raised prices for a burger by 25 cents and a drink by 5 cents. That's actually not bad, considering that other places are rowdy, hiking up their prices. So that's good on them. I would say good for them, but In-N-Out sucks. I've tried In-N-Out, and maybe it was just because of the way, like, they built an In-N-Out here in town. It's really a California thing, but they built one not recently. It was a few years back here in San Antonio, and it was like, you know, rowdy, lying down the highway bullshit, right, when they built it. And we have Whataburger. A lot of people call it Whataburger. I don't know why. A lot of Mexicans do, and it's just accepted that way. I don't know why. That's it's not Whataburger. It's Whataburger. I love Whataburger. It is actually very good. I feel like consistently to any Whataburger you go to, it's very good. They got good burgers. They got good shakes. I think I talked about that the other day about a thick ass malt, right? I won't go into detail about all that, but you can hear it on the last episode of where I talked about milkshakes and malts, right? But I didn't like it In-N-Out. I had gotten like a regular burger from there and I just didn't like it. Maybe I didn't order it right. And then also, I'm a man who, like, I don't like a lot on my burger. I just like maybe barbecue sauce, mayonnaise, bacon, meat, cheese. That's it. I don't like all that gay shit like lettuce and tomato and onion. Well, I like fried onions if that's going to be on there. That's good. But I don't like all that fancy stuff. I just like meat, maybe ketchup, but then I have barbecue sauce, mayonnaise. That's it. You know, so I don't know. Maybe I didn't get animal style, whatever the fuck they tell you to do it, or you got to do it in the scoogly moogly style where you get it raw and with the fucking, egg on the side with ice cream, Rice Krispie treat fried into it. I don't fucking know. I didn't care for it, so I'd rather spend my money at Whataburger. And then there's just a Whataburger rock right down the street, you know, so, or just get a burger made at home, right? But good for them that they're trying to keep their prices low considering everything's going up and getting smaller too, and then just not getting any better, just staying the same, but getting more expensive, especially McDonald's. Not even worth it anymore. I remember when McDonald's double cheeseburgers were $1. That shit was a fucking deal. I'd get two of those fuckers, come home and eat them with some Pringles. God, that shit would hit the spot. Like, my serotonin in my brain would be fine, and I'd feel happy for a little bit, and then I'd feel depressed again. So that was always good. I can think about it right now, getting goosebumps with those burgers. But now they're like $2.75 for a double cheeseburger, and then, like, I don't know. I'd rather just buy a plain-ass burger and put my own cheese at home. I wish they had a piece of cheese that you can carry with you, like a piece of, like, I wish I'd carry a piece of cheese in my wallet. And, of course, it's not, like, doable because cheese is very perishable. Even, like, an American slice of cheese, right? It's going to go bad eventually or taste, like, really bad if you eat it, right? But I would like a piece of pocket cheese, like, That would be fucking great. That'd be a great invention if you could carry around a slice of cheese and you never know when you're going to need it, you know? Like, pocket cheese. That's a billion-dollar idea right there. Fucking Elon Musk, make that shit happen. Make it to where I carry around a piece of cheese, slice of cheese, to put on something when I need it. Or even just to eat it, like a fucking pick-me-up, you know? Who doesn't like just a slice of cheese? Bam, you know? Fuck yeah. Like, or I'm flirting with a girl. Hey, you want a slice of cheese? fucking nine times out of 10, it works every time, right? With the girl. Lastly here, speaking of girls, Coachella was live on YouTube 2024. And I guess live, you know, in person. I don't know. I just saw a little bit. I didn't even watch it on YouTube. I didn't care to. But influencers flocked to main stage for Lana Del Rey headline set. And I guess Lana Del Rey headlined Coachella for 2024. And I'm happy for her. From what I saw, people were saying she lost weight. And I'm glad. She looked good as a thick girl. But she looks like she's lost weight, and she looks back to when I would listen to her a lot. Her, fuck it, I love you. Fuck it, I love you. I really do. Her sad girl shit. I love that shit. But yeah, I guess she headlined it, and she looked good. And I'm glad she did. I'm glad she's doing her thing again. I like Lana Del Rey. I love her sad girl music. Pumps me up. I know it would pump me up when I drink fucking 3 energy drinks at work. And this is what makes us girls. And I'd fucking be sweating, jamming that shit out at work, pouring out bags of onions and shit. Fucking, what's the other song? Trying to think of the other song. Fucking my old man is Batman, but he done love the way he holds my hand and he ran me from my heart. I love him. And we're off to the races, bases, and we're just in case knocking down love that town. Cause I'm crazy, baby. I need you forever, not maybe. I'm in love with time. Falling all over town. Lana Del Rey's good. But yeah, oh, I also heard that Grimes was performing. She had this huge, like, spider fucking mech thing that looked something out of fucking Wild Wild West, right? Like a huge spider machine. And then I saw people kind of talking shit that her music, I guess she couldn't, like, get her music going right on her... you know, because she kind of does her DJ music equipment, you know, on her own, right, with her keyboard and her mixer, and that it was like double time, like 2 times the tempo, and she kept apologizing for it. And I feel bad. I like Grimes. I wish people wouldn't shit on her. I I really do like Grimes. She's like the like girl that. She kind of reminds me of my niece when, like, she makes a mistake. I'm like, oh, no, but I still love you. I love that you tried. You know what I mean? Like, even though, like, I feel like she's still just young, even though I don't think she's young at all, Grimes. But it's like, ah, you tried. You know, I'm proud of you for it, Grimes. You're trying. Yeah. I know the feeling. I really do. you're trying, though. Like, you're out there. You're doing it. It's hard. I'm proud of you, Grimes. I'm proud of you. But yeah, that's right. Is that it? Yeah, there's the music. That's all funny. I want to thank you all for listening to the podcast. And that's all funny. Available anywhere podcasts are available. Just search That's All Funny. I do a podcast with my buddy Gabe called That's All Kayfabe, where we talk about wrestling. Comes out every Monday. Check it out. That's available anywhere podcasts are available. Just search That's All Kayfabe. You can see video formats of that, this podcast, and a bunch of other stuff I do on the YouTube channel, youtube.com/@LorenzoAriola. See video versions of the interviews I do. You can see the wrestling podcast, this podcast video, as well as the live show I do with the wonderful Men's Salad called Tits and Areolas, where we talk about a movie we watch, play a little game. We do that on Tuesdays, live at 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. So check that out on Tuesdays. I have a Patreon if you want to check it out, patreon.com/LorenzoAriola. $5 a month gets you everything, gets you bonus episodes, early episodes, deleted episodes, ad-free episodes, all that good stuff. If you want to buy any merch, check out the website, www.retrohorrorinc.com, or hit me up at LorenzoAriola on Twitter and Instagram. I have t-shirts, stickers, or prints, check out the guy who does all my art at Retro Horror Inc., the Brother Graphic Art, at Retro Horror Inc. on Instagram, Twitter. Thank you to everyone. Still here. Okay. Thank you to my Patreon subscribers. Thank you to everyone. Take care. Bye. I went long on the outro.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.